بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد وروي عن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال كنا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقام رجل فقالوا يا رسول الله ما اعجز فلانا او قالوا ما اضعف فلانا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اغتبتم صاحبكم اكلتم لحمه. We are discussing the chapter on riba, backbiting. We explain that riba means to mention something of your Muslim brother behind his back, which he dislikes you to mention about him. And this is a very, very serious crime. So, giving a practical example of this, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a man stood up among us. So the other Sahaba looked at him and they said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how weak this man is. So when they said that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اغتبتم صاحبكم. You have backbited your brother and you have ate his flesh. Now imagine how serious this is. They said he is weak. Look at how weak he is. And just because of that comment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you ate his flesh and you backbited him. In another hadith, it is mentioned that when a person stood up, then they saw some weakness in the way he stood up, and they mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he said this, that you have ate his flesh and you backbited him. When Amr ibn Shu'ayb an abihi an jaddihi annahum dhakaru inda Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan faqalu la ya'kulu hatta yut'am wa la yarhal hatta yurhal lahu faqala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ikhtabtumuhu. In another hadith it is mentioned regarding a certain person, the Sahaba said, this man, he can't eat until he is fed. And he can't move until he is made to move. So they just mentioned this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have backbited him. So they said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama haddathna bima fi. We spoke the truth. Whatever is his reality, that is what we said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasbuka idha dhakarta akhaka bima fi. It is sufficient as a backbiting that you mention what is in your brother, that is, you're speaking the truth. And if you're speaking lies, then that will be buhtan, that will be slander. So we understand the seriousness of backbiting and how, to what extent it can go. Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us. The first thing we should do is be conscious of it and try in every way to stay away from backbiting. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when someone commented about another person and the height, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ قُلْتِ كَلِمَةً. You have mentioned such a word. You have used this word to backbite your fellow Muslim. لَوْ مُزِجَتْ بِمَا الْبَحْرِ لَمَزَجَتْهُ. If it had to be mixed with the water of the oceans, it will spoil the water of the oceans. That is how evil and heinous and severe these words of backbiting are and the crime of backbiting is. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to abstain.